I'm joined by Kate Hodel, our Southeast Asia correspondent. Kate, you wrote very vividly about the scene in Tacloban City. Where are you now?
Right now I'm in northern Cebu. We've driven north from Cebu City and we've headed up towards some of the hardest affected areas that still haven't seen very much aid. So we've gone through Tabogan on the sort of the eastern seaboard and are just leaving Bogo City now to head up farther north towards Medellin. And we've been hearing reports that there's places that are just decimated and no aid is coming through because they can't because the roads are still blocked.
So this is an area that is it further away from the sort of epicenter of the storm?
No, the storm made six different landfalls, and Cebu was one of the six. There are actually two different landfalls that were made on Cebu Island. So Cebu Island is just west of Leyte, and Tacloban is the capital of Leyte. So it first came around Tacloban, and then it moved west out towards Cebu and then farther west before it went over into Vietnam.
So is the scene of devastation just as bad there?
Well, I think a huge part of the problem is that nobody really knows because there are some still areas that have not been reached whatsoever. And so in Bogo City, they only just got communications recently. They said that about 95% of the homes are destroyed. So even if some are still standing, then the roofs are gone and it'll take a long time to rebuild, basically. You know, it's like electricity will be out for about 1 to 3 months, the officials are saying. And it doesn't seem to have the same level of devastation that we saw at Logan. But then again, you know, we haven't gone as far north as we would like to. I think at the very northeastern point of Cebu Island, the devastation will probably be pretty bad.
Is there anger at the slow speed of the response?
Yeah, in Tacloban, definitely. People are really frustrated that they haven't seen any aid whatsoever. I think today, on some cargo planes that were meant to be the arrival of the first World Food Program biscuits, but there was another storm that came in, and so the runway was closed in Tacloban because it was flooded. So last I spoke to different aid workers, they said that the only aid that had come in today was just three helicopters that were medevacing people out of Tacloban. In Bago and in some of the villages south of Bago City, people say that there are aid trucks that are coming through. They're passing on the streets, but they're not stopping in any of the villages. They're just going straight into the bigger cities where they're then meant to be disseminated out towards the villages. So people are standing on the side of the road with their hands out, just begging. They've got signs up saying, "We need help. Please give us food, water, medicine." We passed by one house, and on top of it, somebody had written, "Have mercy." So I think people are just, they're desperate to get whatever they can, really.
You've managed to get in and out of there pretty quickly. Give us an idea of the difficulty of movement and communications.
You can talk to me now. So in Cebu, there's still some cell phone coverage. In Tacloban, there's none whatsoever. So people are filing reports using satellite phones. There's nothing in Tacloban. It's, people do describe it as devastating. I've never seen anything that looks like that. I mean, you've just got piles and piles of, dead bodies and dead animals and buildings destroyed and pieces of wire and metal and cars on top of each other all sort of piled up just in one big group. It's difficult to get in and out because there's only one runway. They did start having two commercial planes that were landing yesterday, but as I said again today, because of the storm that came through, that runway is now closed again. That's my knowledge. So I don't think that people are getting aid or being able to get out.
Okay, Kate, keep us posted. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you too. Talk